The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Thank you all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. I want to thank all our local and corporate sponsors. Tonight is it's going to be a very short show, but one thing I talk about all the time on the shows is paying it forward, giving it back. We had a meeting tonight for our mental health folks, including myself, and it just so happened in the same day somebody reached out. And I always tell people that it's okay to ask for help. It's okay. Every one of us has been in a position to where we've been through a struggle. We needed a friend. We needed some people to help us get back on our feet. And I have a young lady here with me that I've probably bothered several times before that is a friend of mine. And she's just not having the best of time right now. And Raising Grace is a family. And we try to give back. We try to help folks that we think are honest and sincere. So the fact that this young lady just wanted to talk and reach out to me, I figured that I would do something nice and try to help her. And since I got this platform, I feel like I would be doing an injustice to myself and everyone who gave me this platform if I didn't try to give back. So, Lexi, introduce yourself, sweetheart. I guess it's kind of tell them where you're from to start off with, and I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and just answer those questions. Might be some uncomfortable questions, but answer them just sincere and honest as possible.
All right. Well, originally I'm from Lilburn, but I spent the last 8 to 9 years in East Dublin, and then most recently moved to Wilmington Island, which is Savannah, for about a year and a half, almost 2 years.
And Miss Lexi did something that a lot of us fuck up and do. We fell for somebody that we shouldn't have fell for. She got put in a very awkward situations with her and her children, and now she's unfortunately, if she's just been in a bad living situation, and we're going to all try to help get her out of that bad living situation. If y'all listen to several shows that we've done, I hate domestic violence. I hate anything like that, mental, physical abuse. And unfortunately, this pretty lady sitting in front of me, she's been through the ringer. So kind of tell them briefly, just after you got married and everything, moving out of East Dublin, like, give them a brief description of some of the things that you've been through recently.
Well, we moved at the end of February 2020 after being homeless the first time for almost 2 months due to another bad mistake. But we moved to Savannah, and the kids were not really happy about that, but it quickly became home. I moved there to be with my boyfriend at the time. We got married about a month after we moved there. And then the relapses started, which I knew he had a problem with alcohol, but I had no idea how severe. In addition to his binges, which he would disappear for about anywhere from 1 to 3 weeks at a time, he would also cheat on me. Never physically, he liked to point it out, though. The worst time, though, was about 3.5 weeks before Christmas. My son, who's 7, asked me pretty much every single day when Daddy was going to come home. So, with our bank account being completely cleaned out, and the only money that I did have was being used to buy groceries, I had to ask a lot of my friends to help out to make sure the kids at least had a good Christmas and hopefully didn't notice that their dad wasn't there.
I'm not going to ask you to tell any more of that. You getting teary-eyed telling this over there is enough.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I'm not going to be able to stomach it. And if you're listening to it, it's probably going to be hard for you to stomach it. This is a good person sitting across from me. She's been through the ringer. She's dealt with every bad thing that we stand against on this show. And y'all know I never ask people to help financially or whatever. But I'm going to let this young lady drop her social media stuff for y'all to get in touch with her. She's trying to hold it together as best as possible right now. And it's just, I can tell right now, 6 minutes in, it's not going to work. But you know what, darling, you should be able to let it out. You should. And I'm not going to sit here and ask you to share your story. And I can see the pain in your face. If I thought you was full of shit, I'd sit here and tell you you're full of shit. The fact that you're having a hard time already is, I'm not going to put you through that. Folks, if y'all will, tell them how they can get in touch with you on social media.
I think my actual Facebook is Alexis Ray Johnson. And then...
didn't you tell me earlier you set up a GoFundMe
and all that stuff? I did.
Do you know the thing behind it or the link behind it? I'm gonna post it. I'm gonna post the link on the podcast for people to see. But yeah, if you'll find the link real fast, we can
share it. The title of it is "Help Briley and Mason Find Peace and Happiness Again."
There should be a link on it, though, right?
And then the link is gofundme.me/D5436ABD.
Okay. The short and sweet of all of this, let me see that. The short and sweet of all this, folks, is it's a good young lady. She got tied up with someone she shouldn't have got tied up with. Been homeless. I hope you don't mind me saying that.
It's okay.
Completely starting over. And you know what? If it's a dollar, send a dollar. If it's a few more, help this woman get started over. Every one of us at one point in time have needed a little bit of help. And like I said, if you've listened to the show, you know I don't do this. But this one struck a chord with me with the stories I've been told. But I'm not going to sit here and make. I was going to help you more. I thought if they knew... But I'm not, that's fuck that shit. I'm not doing that to you. And if you want to know more from this young lady, I want y'all to reach out to her. Because that's not what this show is. This show is to help people. So we're just going to help her. I hope y'all take my word on it. And I hope y'all go look it up. The link is going to be copied into the podcast description. But the fundraiser link is GoFundMe.me/D536ABD. Folks, we've all been fucked up. We've all done bad shit. Helping somebody is better than helping ourselves. And I hope all y'all realize that. Lexis, I hope that something good comes out of this.
Thank you.
And if nothing else, I just want you to realize something. Regardless if somebody sends you $10 or $10,000, it's not wrong to ask for help. We're humans.
Yeah. And the most important thing is I just want my kids to feel safe when they're home. Because it's very hard to explain to a 7-year-old why he doesn't have one.
Well, we're going to help with that. Even if y'all got to live in this studio or I got to let y'all stay at my house, we're gonna figure it out. You ain't got to worry
about
it.
You would regret that.
probably, but when you're given certain things in life, if you don't pay it forward, then you shouldn't have been given them in the first place.
That's right.
I'm blessed beyond money. I don't have a lot of money. But I'm blessed with good people, good friends, with my platform, and I would be doing the good Lord and the universe an injustice if I didn't try to help where I could. So, Raising Grace family, if you can help this young lady, please do. If you can't financially, please send your prayers her way. You're going to be back in Dublin, right? Have you got a job yet?
I haven't.
Okay, if you are listening to this and you're in Dublin, so it's a hardworking young lady. She looks like she can move some shit. Work hard. So let's not only help her get back on her feet, but let's get her a job too. I know several people in Dublin. I'll call. We're going to line you up.
Thank you.
But anyway, thank each and every one of y'all. I love y'all. And remember, this is a family here. God allows us to go through hell so we know what heaven's worth. Pay it forward. And just thank y'all.